This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Qatar's foreign ministry spokesman said Tuesday negotiations in Doha for a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release have made progress, and a counter-proposal could soon be presented to Hamas. VOA's Jeff Custer reporting.
Foreign ministry spokesman Majid al-Ansari said Israeli intelligence chief David Barnea flew into Doha for talks with the Qatari prime minister and Egyptian officials Monday, the first such talk since mediators failed to secure a truce before the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, which began last week. Ansari told reporters Barnea left Doha Tuesday, but technical teams are now discussing details of a potential deal.
So we are at a point now where we are expecting that a counter proposal would be presented to Hamas, but this is not the final step in the process. Obviously, until we reach a place where both sides can agree on language of an agreement, these, you know, steps back and forth will continue.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
AP correspondent Charles Ada Desma reports on the latest from Gaza.
Mourners are holding funeral prayers outside a hospital in central Gaza for 28 people killed in three separate Israeli airstrikes on urban refugee camps. Associated Press footage shows the mourners praying over the bodies, which were wrapped in funeral shrouds before being taken away for burial. As fighting rages on in Gaza, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's determined to carry out a Rafah ground offensive, despite President Joe Biden's misgivings. Earlier, Qatari officials said that they were cautiously optimistic after talks with Israeli's intelligence chief in Doha, aimed at trying to reach a ceasefire. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin Tuesday warned that Ukraine's survival was in danger, said the United States was committed to Kyiv even as Washington has essentially run out of money to continue arming Ukrainian forces. VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin holds a monthly meeting known as the Ukraine Defense Contact Group, which is made up of about 50 allies that have been militarily supporting Ukraine.
So when we invest in Ukraine's security, we invest in our own security, and we strengthen this contact group's shared vision of an open world of rules and rights and responsibilities.
Republican House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson has so far refused to call a vote on a bill that would provide $60 billion more for Ukraine, and the White House has been pushing to find ways to send assistance to Kyiv, which has been battling Russian forces for more than 2 years. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The U.S. state of Texas has planned to arrest migrants suspected of entering the U.S. illegally. We're again on hold Wednesday after setting off uncertainty along the border and anger from Mexico flared during a brief few hours that the law was allowed to take effect. AP's Donna Warder with some explanation.
The 2-1 order by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals came late Tuesday, putting the Texas law on hold temporarily. During the time the law was in effect, Texas authorities did not say whether it was actively enforced.
That is AP correspondent Donna Warder. Oral arguments over that law are planned yet again for this Wednesday. Peter Navarro is now the first senior Trump administration official to serve prison time related to the January 6, 2021 attack. Former President Donald Trump said his former trade advisor was treated very unfairly. Navarro reported to prison on Tuesday to begin serving his 4-month sentence after being found in contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with the House's January 6 committee. Navarro was defiant in remarks to reporters near the Miami prison complex and has maintained that he could not cooperate with the committee because Trump had invoked executive privilege. Courts have rejected that argument, finding he could not prove Trump had actually invoked it. Algerian officials are chiding television stations over the content choices they made since the start of Ramadan. The North African nation's communications minister this week summoned television station directors to question them about their advertising and certain subject matter broadcast. His criticisms were the latest to face Algerian television stations, which have recently shied away from airing views critical of the state and historically relied on advertising revenue. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.